the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. Join us at 844-967-2789. I want to thank our friend, Bill Press, BillPressPods.com, for joining us. Bill is a super cool cat, and that guy's been around, and he is very dialed in. I always, always appreciate Bill's perspective, even if I think Merrick Garland's doing maybe more than he thinks he's doing. But I love the pressure. Keep the pressure on the DOJ, because if any of us did any of that, I would expect the hammer to come down pretty quickly. And if the hammer doesn't, then what are we doing? You know, if it's all about, well, I can't win in the courts, and if I can't win in the election, and I can't win in the courts, well, then I'm going to try to win by what? Taking it to the streets? I mean, that's, you know, antithetical to what this great experiment is. That's why we have, you know, elected bodies. That's why we have three separate but equal branches of government. That's why we have an opportunity for a person who loses an election to make their case, to go to court, to fight like hell for every vote. But if you lose 61 out of 62 cases, and the one case you won, what, didn't count votes that weren't counted anyway? You know what I mean? You lost. So I don't believe that Trump believes that he lost the election. I believe that Trump believes that he doesn't care if he lost the election. He wants to remain in power. He needs that shield. He needs that Office of Legal Counsel's memorandum, which I absolutely disagree with. Another issue we should take away, that a sitting president cannot be charged criminally for acts while they're in office. I think that's a bunch of BS. I mean, you can compartmentalize anything. You got a team, you got a staff, go handle it. I mean, the way they drag these things out anyway, why give somebody a shield? And that's just it's just a memo. It's just a thought. I mean, how you can what act like a king while you're president, but as soon as you're not president anymore, then the hammer's going to come down. Oh, unless of course you run up the statute of limitations like he did with the obstruction of justice charges so eloquently defined in the Mueller report. We haven't seen the unredacted one yet, but man, don't even get me going. So thank you, Bill Press and Garland, DOJ, come on, get it together, man. Some news that we talked about from NBCNews.com. We mentioned Liz Cheney over the weekend. I wanted to hit a couple of points here to kind of reinforce that we are moving forward in this regard. Peter Nicholas from July 3rd, the House January 6th committee members said Sunday that they may make criminal referrals to federal prosecutors involving former President Donald Trump and his efforts to overturn the election. Fanning out on Sunday programs to discuss the congressional investigation and its public hearings. I must confess, I wasn't watching Sunday shows this weekend. It's a holiday weekend, man. The committee members said that while no formal decision has been made, they can envision multiple referrals to the Justice Department based on evidence they've uncovered investigating the events surrounding the attack on the U.S. Capitol. You think? Rep. Liz Cheney, the vice chair and one of two Republicans on the panel, said we'll make a decision as a committee about whether to alert the Justice Department to possible crimes it uncovered. The Justice Department doesn't have to wait for the committee to make a criminal referral, and there could be more than one criminal referral, she said on ABC's This Week. More than one? Oh, tell me more. She also pointed to the explosive public hearing last week in which Cassidy Hutchinson, the former aide to Mark Meadows, when he was in the White House, when he was the White House chief of staff, detailed outbursts of rage from Trump on the day he urged supporters to march to the Capitol. I don't effing care that they have weapons, Trump said as he urged aides to remove the mags near the White House before he addressed a Stop the Steal rally. They're not here to hurt me. I mean, what's the implication? They're not here to hurt me.
Yeah,
they're here to hurt other people, but Mike also Pence?
That you knew their intent, that you assumed that it doesn't matter. The guy's just going to, he's a fifth grader that fell asleep in history class, was bored with it, and then got mad that he got a D. So is rather than trying to learn history and do better, he's trying to ruin the history teacher's life.
So burn it all down. Burn right? It all down. Bylaws, burn it all down.
Well, and I think you got that quote wrong. I think he said,
catch up on the wall.
Yeah. Cheney went on to say, quote, it's very chilling, and I think we will, you know, continue to present to the American people what we found. Asked whether she was worried about prosecuting a former president who may soon announce another presidential bid in 2024, Cheney said, I have greater concern about what it would mean if people weren't held accountable for what's happened here. And I think that's my point. I mean, you know what I mean? We have to, and again, it seems really weird saying this and coming from me, who's so not me, but we have to rely on these institutions. I mean, that is the point, because if we do not, then we are literally fighting in the streets. And I don't want to fight in the streets. We've done that, right? That's why we have the basis for our government. That's why we have these institutions. And, you know, all these institutions are made up of individual people, and we are flawed human beings, and we all have, you know, our own issues that we take to our table. We try to leave it at the door, and maybe if you're a bureaucrat, or maybe if you're a radio talk show host, or maybe if you're an elected official, you have different motivations, right? We all have whatever it is that is in our head and through our journey in life, and we bring the baggage and the positive with us. So it's not like it's all going to be perfect. It's never going to be. There's no perfect, but it's better than most. And in order to remain better than most, we need to engage those things and engage and embrace our institutions. One other issue that didn't come up during our conversation with Bill Press that it's still in my head and I cannot get it out. And it is the Pentagon's role in all of this. Remember, Christopher Miller was assigned to head of the Pentagon under Trump after Trump lost the election. And Christopher Miller put out a memo prior to the January 6th coup attempt as to how the National Guard should address and approach and deal with the Trump supporters that are going to be there, basically handcuffed them. Above and beyond that, Charles Flynn, Mike Flynn's brother, you know, QAnon Mike Flynn, you know, Mike Flynn who lied about talking to the Russians to the FBI, Mike Flynn who was charged and convicted, Mike Flynn who was pardoned by the president. Well, his brother, Mike Flynn, also obviously a lieutenant general or, you know, some bigwig in the military, you know, he's still a QAnon freak. Doesn't, you know, just because you made something of yourself in that regard apparently doesn't shield you from the asinine nature of conspiracies. And don't get me wrong, I'm an X-Files fan. I love a good conspiracy. But come on, really? Really? The Democratic Party is a bunch of Satan-worshipping, blood-sucking, child-molesting groomers? And I think there's something to do with Mars in there as well. I can't even.
Lock her up.
Yeah, that guy. Well, his brother was in the room when the Pentagon and Army were talking about what was going on. The 187 minutes. Nothing happened for 187 minutes. I mean, Donald Trump had the cops were out in riot gear when Black Lives Matters came down to D.C. Hell, they took him down to the shock room, right? They took him down to the safe room. When that happened, of course, he'll deny it, but that's the reporting. But for some reason, when all these people came down there and they were already storming on the Capitol, he was still giving his speech. He wasn't afraid. He was saying, take the mags away, take the metal detectors away, let them come in here. We saw, we played a clip last week during his speech, you know, when he had the glass in front of him, which is also very strange. I've seen Trump give a dozen speeches live, maybe more. He never had the bulletproof glass thing in front of him, but this time he did. Oh, let him in. If all those people in the back could please let him forward, let him come in, let him come in. I mean, he said it like three or four times during his speech.
That's the thoughts and prayers glass.
Is that what it was? So Charles Flynn was in the room on the call, and the Army denied it like three times. They denied it three times, and they finally admitted it, but said, yeah, you know, no big deal, and then basically referred back to their final statement on it saying they have nothing more to offer. Now, Charles Flynn, to my understanding, has been promoted within the military structure over at the Pentagon. I don't know, keep your friends close, your enemies closer, maybe. But we got a real big problem. I have a real big problem with what that looks like. You got a civilian. I mean, Christopher Miller was not of the Pentagon. He was not of Army stock. He was put in there by Trump after he lost the election. So I know I believe he may have testified. I'm not clear. I have to look that up. But I know it's been touched on, but it hasn't been, I don't know, hasn't been researched to the degree that I think it needs. I mean, when you talk about, it's one thing to talk about the National Guard and not call the National Guard. It's one thing to even, you know, talk about the executive branch. When you're talking about the Pentagon, man. I mean, if the Pentagon gets politicized to the degree that the Justice Department did under the executive branch, under Trump, you know, that is a very, very scary perspective. And that is something that needs to be taken with deadly seriousness. And the fact the fact that they lied about his involvement in the phone calls when that was all going down during the 187 minutes that Trump didn't do anything. You know, remember 187 on the undercover cop? Remember the songs, right, folks? That was a 187 on this country. Donald Trump tried to murder this country because he lost an election. They did a 187. The guy was gone for 187 minutes, didn't do jack. You see the reporting, you see the tape, and now you got the documentarian, you know, his raw footage. I'm just saying, you know, if you're gonna be involved in a coup, maybe don't record the whole thing. Maybe leave some room for ambiguity there. But it would be so just and so righteous if Donald Trump's own narcissism and his family's own narcissism were the exact thing to bring them down. That would be supremely righteous.
It would be exactly a Greek tragedy, because that is that is hubris to the nth degree, my friends.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Anyway, back to the NBC News. Sorry about my little rant there, but what was hell was going on at the Pentagon, and how the hell is the cavalry not coming, man?
What I can tell you about the Pentagon and what I know is the Pentagon is a god that needs all of the money, trillions and trillions of dollars of money, or if we stop that money, we will all die instantly.
that's exactly how the Republicans certainly
feel. That's why we worship that god.
Well, maybe you should give him a little more money for some investigations. Come on. Remember Pulp Fiction? Winston Wolfe? Come on. That's all you had to say. Bring on Winston Wolfe, man. Solve the problem. But when you have Mike Flynn's brother, and again, it's terrible. If it wasn't Mike Flynn's brother, right? That's one thing. They didn't lie about his involvement in the call. That's another. There's just all these little things. If Christopher Miller wasn't installed at the head of the Pentagon after Trump lost and put out this memo to the National Guard about how to, you know, handle Trump supporters with kid gloves. You know, all these things, they're all circumstantial, no doubt. But you got to be kidding me. I mean, how is that not a major focus of somebody's investigation? I mean, there's so many little bits and pieces of this that the DOJ has got to be involved. Anyway, a little bit more from the NBCNews.com. Adam Schiff also had a quote here regarding this. He concurred with Cheney that the committee might send multiple criminal referrals. He suggested the Justice Department would be mistaken to excuse Trump just because he's a former president. Yeah, no doubt. Here's what Schiff had to say. You know, for 4 years, the Justice Department took the position that you cannot indict a sitting president. If the department were now to take the position that you can't investigate or indict a former president, then a president becomes above the law. Hard to kill. Steven Seagal.
That feeds right into the super Trump thing. That he made his foreign policy based on Sicario 2, Day of the Soldad. His speech was riddled with actual references to Sicario 2, Day of the Soldad. My point is, the guy lives in a movie. That's why he thought he could grab the wheel of the SUV and somehow get himself to the place. And that's why he was so desperate to do it, because he needed to be part of the movie that he had created, but now is not. Whatever.
You know, what do they say? When someone shows you or tells you who they are, believe them. And one of the weirdest times, and I've seen Trump so many times, I'm a little scarred, because a little PTSD from Trump. But one of the first times I saw him, and I think he was still running, he wasn't president yet, and it was still in the beginning of the campaign, he came out and gave the snake poem. You know, I'm a snake, and I figure he jumps on the back of something and it swims across and it bites him, and the animal says, "Why'd you bite me?" And the snake says, "Well, I'm a snake. That's what I do." I mean, the guy literally read that. He read that in front of the crowd, verbatim. He told everybody, he told all of us exactly who he was. So let's just accept it. And let's have Merrick Garland Day. One more segment. On the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
If I'm curt, then I apologize. But as I understand it, we have a situation here, and time is of the essence.